That fellow in Queensland, Campbell Newman's gone and will never be heard of again. The damage that his government did lives on. You have heard on this program, though you may have forgotten, me speak to Simone Marsh, a former environmental assessment specialist with the Queensland government. You heard her on my program and on the ABC's Four Corners, the only two programs that you would have heard her. Most are not interested in these sorts of stories. She described how the Newman government tried to railroad her into giving $24 billion worth of coal seam gas projects owned by Santos and others the environmental tick of approval, even though basic information had not been provided. Baseline studies, operational plans, information of that kind were absent. Simone Marsh was told there weren't going to be, quote, chapters on groundwater. She walked out of the job after being told to complete one environmental assessment in half a day. Now, to be fair, this was under the Bligh government, but Newman was told about that by me and did nothing about it. Nothing. She walked out of the job after being told to complete one environmental assessment in half a day. Now, last November, this lady gave evidence to the Glen Lazarus Senate Committee investigating the Queensland government's administration. Of course, everyone said, oh, this is terrible that there should be a Senate committee investigating Queensland. Well, minutes before appearing, she was told her evidence would be heard in camera. She wanted it to be public. Her submission to the committee was later posted online. But some documents, including a letter dated March 31, 2010, from a senior government official to Santos, warning that the absence of key information meant Santos's project could not be approved, that was suppressed. The Santos project was approved. Glen Lazarus and the Greens Senator Larissa Waters is also on the committee, are now pressing fellow committee members to lift the gag on parts of Simone's Marsh's evidence, which have been suppressed. They're also seeking now a royal commission into this whole coal seam gas issue. Now, this committee, Lazarus Committee, is due to hand down its report on the 27th of March. I tip this will be bombshell stuff, and I have heard one submission by a farmer given in Toowoomba, which is scarifyingly alarming. The chickens are coming home to roost.